Hey guys, it's Tanisha Monet, and you are tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 7 of Talks with T, the podcast. I'm Tanisha Monet, and you are now tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Episode 7. Yes, we are here and we made it. It is such a pleasure to record this podcast every week. And to continuously be able to pour into you guys. I'm like overwhelmed with the feedback and the support and the love. So I just want to say thank you to all of you. And I'm going to definitely do my best to have you guys be more engaged in the podcast every week. So always look for my Instagram. So my Instagram name is Xina Florence, X-I-N-A, Florence like Italy. So it's just one word, X-I-N-A and Florence. And so I always post in my stories when I'm going to have something happen or when I want you guys to like respond and give me feedback. So definitely look out for that. And I am on Instagram as Talks with T the podcast. So definitely follow the Instagram page for the podcast as well as my personal Instagram to keep updated with what's happening. So this week's episode is called Scared as Fuck. So scared ASF. If you guys watch Insecure, you know what as fuck means. Issa always said it, and I'm a huge fan of Issa. I love her. I cannot wait till Insecure comes on again. I'm gonna have like a whole party. It's literally gonna be a thing. So look out for that. So scared as fuck is talking about the things that make us scared and uncomfortable. And, you know, the process of that. So I'll just tell you a little background story. Like, I wanted to record this podcast for the longest. And I was just afraid. Like, I was just like, I don't feel like I am maybe qualified enough or I know what to talk about. And then I had to really check myself because I'm like, I have conversations and I impart into people at this very stage in my life as I'm still going through the process of learning myself. And I feel like, why am I scared? I have something to offer, so I'm going to do that. But it took me some time. It took me at least two years to be like, all right, let me just put that fear to the side and actually put my foot forward to do something. So I would say the first tip for this podcast is do it scared, do it scarred, and do it unprepared. So do it scared, do it scarred, and do it unprepared. It's self-explanatory. Do it when you feel like you can't. Do it when you feel like you're weak and you're hurt and you don't really know if you have all to offer to the world. Because if little best believe it, that is when you really do have something to offer. When you're scarred, when you need to heal, and through your healing, you can help others heal. And do it unprepared. So not technically unprepared, but I had to find something to rhyme. But nah, do it unprepared in a sense where do it when you feel like you're not prepared or when you feel like you're not qualified. You don't have to have a master's degree to go and do something amazing in the world. You don't have to have a doctorate to be able to tell somebody something. Like, it was so funny. I was telling this older woman that I'm doing a self-improvement podcast. And she was like, oh my God, like, well, where do you get the information? Like, where did you learn all this stuff? And I was like, living in life. Every day that we live and we experience life and we learn something, we have just enough that somebody else might need to be able to get from us, to be able, we could pour into them and they could be fed off of us and our experiences. So yes, do it scared, do it scarred, and do it unprepared. That like definitely resonated. I know that God be really dropping stuff into my spirit because baby, these be words, these be messages. Okay. I'm not going to be a preacher, but this is a message. I always say that this is a message because that is how I feel like God speaks to me. The spirit speaks to me is through these messages and through this podcast. And I could be able to pour into you guys in any form of fashion anywhere in the world. It doesn't have to be on no big platform. It could be right here on a growing platform. From a girl from Queens, New York, that did it scared, did it scarred, and did it unprepared. So yes, definitely listen to that. Another thing that I definitely took notes on is scared as fuck doesn't mean you are not ready to step out. So just because you're afraid, it doesn't mean that you're not ready. It just means that you're scared. But once you get that fear out of the way, or do it scared, do whatever you want to do scared, you'll be able to get to your next step. So fear and faith cannot exist together. My favorite virtual church is Transformation Church. And I don't know if any of you listen to Pastor Michael Todd. He's doing a whole series called Crazy Faith. And I believe in one of his series, he mentioned that you can't have fear and faith. They can't exist together. So if you're going to do something in faith, that fear has to go. But I would add this nugget. If you are scared, understand that whatever your destiny is needs you. Because a lot of times what we are afraid of is something that we know we need to do. We overthink it in our brains. And then we end up getting that fear because we know that there's something, there's a purpose so much bigger inside of us. And that's where the fear comes from. So I feel like you can be scared but still step out on faith. There's numerous times I've done it. I remember when I had to quit my job 2 months ago, I sat outside and cried because I was just like, I'm about to leave my job that pays me consistently for something that's inconsistent, for something that has to be a faith-based move. I had to move out of faith to believe that my bills would be paid every month, that I'll be fed, that I will be okay. And that was scary, okay? I cried before I walked over there and gave them my resignation letter. But I had amazing support that literally told me, like, T, if you don't do this, if you don't leave this job, that job is going to drain you of your creativity and you're going to be right stuck where you were. And I was like, nah, that's scary. I am not about to be in nobody's job for 20-something years, especially if I'm not happy. Number one, if I'm not happy there. So, yes. Another point is, what comes after scared as fuck? What comes after scared as fuck? Well, when you get past scared as fuck, you feel amazing, like I do every time I get to record this podcast, because I know where I've come from in 2 years. I know where I came from, and I know that my testimony is something that is so amazing, and it was a God testimony that after I came out of that fear and doubt of myself, I feel accomplished. I feel proud of myself. And I start to leave a print on the world. And that is where we get out of I'm afraid to I belong. I have purpose. I have meaning. Okay? So after that was that's what comes after scared as fuck. What comes after scared as fuck is I'm a boss. I'm a boss babe. I'm a boss king after scared, right? But once you do it, once you put your foot forward, once you have that car in motion, that fear starts to subside. You know, you don't feel that fear as much. Like when the first day I was doing videos and content creation to launch my podcast, I was just a wreck. Like I was a mess. And it wasn't because it was like overwhelming. It wasn't because it was something I couldn't do. Like I had amazing support from my friend and my business partner, but I was still scared. You know, it was more so scared of what happens after I get my fear out of the way. Success. And sometimes success could be scary. But guess what? If you do it scared, you will reach that success. And guess what? Your process and your testimony will be so impactful to society, to the world, because you did it. And you're going to grow in the process. And the people that are watching you are going to see that. They're going to be inspired by that. So always keep that in mind. After scared as fuck, you feel amazing, okay? So it's okay to feel a little bit fear. It's okay to feel that anxiety. But what's not okay is to allow that to take over your destiny. Because guess what? People, I wrote this a message in my house, in my apartment, on the wall. And I learned this from my junior high school step teacher, Mr. O'Neill. And if anybody went to 231 that's listening, y'all will know. Mr. O'Neill used to OD, but I never forgot this quote. and it goes like this. What you build, you must protect. Suffer the pain of discipline or pain of regret. That pain of regret is more scary to me than the pain of disciplining myself through my fear. Okay, I hope that didn't go over your heads. Okay, if it did, just rewind. That's why I love the fact that we could just bring it back. Because if that went over your heads, you could rewind that and tune into that part. That part is like such an impactful part because that is the one thing we never want to do. There's so many people in the graveyards right now that did not live in their destiny because they were afraid. They were afraid of themselves. They were afraid of their potential. They were afraid of what others may say or think. Let me tell you something. Get off social media for a week and write in a notebook every single thing that you want to do that you feel inside of your heart is your purpose and your destiny. And only look at that for 1 week. For 1 week. I'm going to put that challenge out there. It's hard because I do have to like update my social media, but even if I do it for a couple days, I want to put that challenge out there. I've gotten off social media for like at least over a month before. And the ideas that flew out of my brain and out of my heart were so amazing. It's still in my phone. And sometimes I look back at those ideas, at those times where I was just totally in my own solitude without social media. And I look back at those ideas and I use them today. They're still, like, I wrote some of these episodes, I wrote some of my ideas months ago at times where I was spending time with myself and not looking at other people. And that is important because a lot of times social media has all these people out there, all these ideas of what you may think is supposed to be for you. But guess what? You can't see what's for you when you're looking at somebody else. You got to look at you to see what's for you. Okay? So my last point for this episode is scared is more expensive than doing whatever it is on the other side of fear. Yes. Okay, scared is an expensive place to be because scared and procrastination cause a delay in your destiny. Okay, fear and procrastination causes a delay in your destiny. So that's expensive because guess what? Every day, every second, you have you that's afraid. And then you have someone else that's afraid, but they're stepping out on that faith in themselves. So they're scared, but they're still making movement. Don't let that stare stagnate you. That is my biggest point. Do not let scared as fuck stagnate you and drain you of your destiny. Like your purpose in this world is so much bigger than that fear that you feel. And I could speak from this because I'm a person that deals with anxiety about the most dumb things. It just be so dumb. And sometimes I just have to take a moment and just be by myself to regroup. And I understand that. Like sometimes I can't control it. But I have to find ways to get around that because guess what? My destiny is so much bigger than my fear, my anxiety, or whatever it is. So yes, understand that. Know that you're valuable and know that that fear does not control you. That scared as fuck is not your life. It is not you. It is just a trial that you have to get over in order to triumph. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. This episode means so much to me because like many others, like I deal with fear a lot, but I am fighting it. And I'm fighting it because I know that I am more than a conqueror and I can do anything that I put my mind to. So yes, if you listen to this and you feel something from that, understand that if you got to listen to this episode 5 times, but definitely take that note that I said. Take a few days, even if it's 1 or 2 days off of social media, just to write something down. Write why you're scared. Write what you may think your success may feel like and why it scares you. And even if you make an agenda to do one thing that scares you for the rest of 2019, that is a success in itself. And I'll be so, 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 so proud of you. Okay? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you all. Tune in next week for episode 8. It is going to be just as amazing as episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I appreciate you guys so much and I cannot wait for you to join me again. See you guys later. Welcome back. This is a segment on Talks with T the podcast called T Tells. This is a segment where we talk about one thing that we're proud of for the week, one thing that we're not so proud of, and our improvement vow. So this week, I had the pleasure of having two of my listeners be able to send me some of their improvement vows and things that they are proud of and things that they're not so proud of this week. So I'm going to read, instead of doing mine this week, I'm going to do from my listeners. So I have one from Asia. Asia says that her one thing that she's proud of for this week is that she's been noticing that she's opening and accepting her shortcomings and that she's not ashamed and she's confidently recognizing them and making the effort to fix them. Amazing, Asia. Like, I'm super proud of that. One thing that she's not so proud of is procrastination, which we all do at times a little bit, but she is getting better. Her improvement vow is to never stop and to keep pushing. Progress is better than no progress. And each time you get out there and work, you're closer to accomplishing your dreams. Yes, yes, and yes. So this has everything to do with this episode. So Asia, you were on point with that. She didn't even know what the episode was about. And she's definitely on point. So I'm so thankful and grateful to Asia for sharing that with us today. And I have another one from my amazing friend, Paula. So Paula says that her one thing that she's proud of this week is she applied to graduate in law school. So let's give Paula a round of applause because that is amazing. Like, you're bomb for that, girl. And something that she's not so proud of is putting others first before taking care of herself. And she told me that she learned that from me. Thank you, girl. And her improvement vow is to put herself before others because if she doesn't do it, who will? So yes, guys, like, that is such a good improvement vow. Like, you definitely have to prioritize your own wellness and your own being so that you can feed others. So if you don't have anything left for you, what could you give to others? So I'm so grateful for Asia and Paula, you know, messaging me on the social media, on my Instagram, and sending me this, their tea tells. I really appreciate you guys. Again, I'm going to continuously post and ask you guys to join me on the podcast. And hopefully I can get you guys to do some audio with me or sit down with a few people someday. But yes. Stay tuned, keep listening, keep watching the social media. It's Talks with T, the podcast on Instagram, and Zena Florence is my personal page. So definitely do that. Talks with T underscore the podcast. So Talks with T underscore the podcast, and Zena Florence, XinaFlorence is my Instagram. Stay tuned in, stay updated. You do not want to miss anything. It is going to get better and better every week. Love you guys. Have a great week.